Holiday to remember the Chaf Beis Cheshvan Tovshin Pei Aleph for Baruch.
The Mishnah Berurah in the very first Siman, Siman Aleph, digresses a bit from what Siman Aleph is talking about. The first words of the Shulchan Aruch, Ayisgabe kari lamid babuike lavidas boiroi. And the Mishnah Berurah tells that, and the Shulchan Aruch is called, the first Siman is called Dinei Hashkomas Haboiker. Getting up in the morning, the dinim of getting up in the morning. But the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Aloche quotes the Charedim that there are sheish mitzvahs chiyuvan tumidi. Sheish mitzvahs tumidius. There are six mitzvahs that can be done at any time, in any place, in any position. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah puts it in Siman Aleph, where it doesn't even belong, we're talking about Hashkomas HaBoiker, shows us that what the Mishnah Berurah, how important he felt these mitzvahs were. What are these Sheish mitzvahs to Midias? These Sheish mitzvahs all have one common denominator. Or at least five and a half of them. There are six mitzvahs, five and a half of them have one common denominator. The first mitzvah, the mitzvah is of Emunah b'mitzias Hashem. Onoichi Hashem Eloikecha. The first mitzvah. The second mitzvah, Lo yiyelecho Elohim Achelim. One should have no other gods. The third mitzvah, Leyachadoi, that there is only one Hashem. The first mitzvah was to believe that there is Hashem. The second, not to have any other Avodah Zorah. The third one, Leyachadoi, that there is only one. We will not go into the exact differences between believing in Hashem and Leyachadoi, which is very, very complicated. It's almost the same mitzvah. The fourth mitzvah, Ahavas Hashem, to love Hashem. This fifth mitzvah, Leyiros Hashem, to fear Hashem. The sixth mitzvah, Loisosul Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Eineichem. As we said before, five and a half of these mitzvahs have one common denominator. They all revolve around thinking about Hashem. Thinking about Hashem Yisborach, to believe that He's there, to believe that He's only one, that there is nothing else, to love Him, to fear Him. Even the sixth mitzvah is Lo Yisasuru, half of it is Achrei Eineichem, which is not directly connected, is a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, not directly connected to thinking about Hashem. It's not to look where one shouldn't look. But half of it is Achrei Levavchem, which Chazal says the minus. Minus is, again, Machsheves Apikorsus and Avodah Zorah. So we have six mitzvahs, five and a half mitzvahs. Mitzvahs to Midias. As we said, the Mishnah Berurah finds it of note to put it in the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, where it doesn't belong, to show the importance of these six mitzvahs, which all surround one thing, thinking about Hashem Yisborach. And the Mishnah Berurah wasn't the first. The Rambam starts. The Rambam. Yesoid ha-yesoidus va'amud ha-chochmus. Yesoid ha-yesoidus means the foundation of all foundations. You can't have a stronger loshen than that. It's the strongest loshen possible. It's not ikir. It's not ikir shebi ikrim. Yesoid ha-yesoidus va'amud ha-chochmus. Leida sheyesh shom motzirishin. The Rambam goes, and in the Farish, the most important thing possible for a Yid. That's how he starts the whole Sefer Rambam. To know that there is a Ribbono shel Olam. Other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Bechaye says in Kada Kemach, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, every center is always the most important. As we know, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world. Yerushalayim is the center of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaye says. There's a pasuk in Parshas Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, Beficho uvilvovcho la'asoisoi. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Beficho is meramez on things that you do with your mouth. Torah, tefillah. Bilvovcha, amiram is on things that you do with your heart. La'asoisoi, amiram is on mitzvahs that you do with your physical, with your hands and your feet. And since the levovcha was placed in the center, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, because everything that's in the center is the most important. And the most important, chiddush otzem of Rabbeinu Bechaye, more important than Torah and Tefillah. Even though we know Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, but Talmud Torah you do with your mouth. L'moitzoeim bepeh. The most important thing for a Yid is what he thinks. And the most important thing of what he thinks about is thinking about Hashem. That is why Rabbeinu Bechaye, that is why the Mishneh Berurah put it in the first siman. It sounds like we're starting to give a shmuz, and not a shir. But that is the whole point. The difference between a shir is a shir halacha. Halacha, shulchan aruch. A shmuz is usually on midas and musa. But somewhere these lines get blurred. Musa is usually taken to be midas chasidus for bale madrege, for people. Halacha is for every Yid. What we are trying to bring out, as the Mishneh Berurah puts it in, thinking about the Ribbono shel Olam is not a midas chasidus, is not for bal madrege, and it's not just in halacha. There are halachas which are sometimes drabonon. Thousands of halachas are only drabonon. There are halachas which are doiraisa. There are halachas which are even stronger, which are part of the tariag mitzvahs. It's even a higher dagger than doiraisa. Not every doiraisa is classified as a mitzvah. And even stronger than that is what is written in the Aseres Hadibris. Strongest possible, most powerful possible of all the mitzvahs. And thinking about the Ribbono shel Olam, as we've mentioned before, six mitzvahs, the Mishneh Berurah brings them that they're tamidius. But even if they wouldn't be tamidius, maybe that's why they are tamidius. They are mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'oraisa. We all know what a mitzvah d'oraisa is. The Ribbono shel Olam gives us special mitzvahs once a year. Ribbono shel Olam has infinite reasons, but one of the reasons that was nisgala to us, when you get a mitzvah once a year, you appreciate. We all know how we eat matzah. We all know how we eat matzah. Sit there, say the nacht. Say l'shem yichud. Do say l'shem yichud. Some think l'shem yichud. But it's with a matzah. I'm going to eat the kezayis matzah, achilas matzah d'oraisa, which I can only do once a year. Rabbeisai, the Mishneh Berurah, is telling us, a machshove, a thought of the Ribbono shel Olam, these thoughts that are mentioned here, that they, emuna, to believe that there's a Ribbono shel Olam, that there's no other God, liyachdu, that he is the only one, to love him, to fear him, a thought, just the thought crosses one's head. one is mekayim the same mitzvah d'oraisa as if one eats matzah. The same mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's why the Rambam starts with it. Time permitting, we will try and expound a bit on the mitzvah of emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard from a Choshev Rov, we all know mitzvahs can be diluted, is not the right word. We can delude ourselves. A person can delude themselves that they're doing the mitzvah. There are, not in this room, but there are Yidden who think they're keeping Pesach. Rachmana Litzlan. They eat, they make a seder, they eat matzah. They actually think they're keeping Pesach. There are Yidden who light Shabbos lights. They think they're keeping Shabbos. Rachmana Litzlan. Rabbeinu Shel Olam should Yilam Ditoim Bina. I heard from a Choshev Rov. In mitzvah semuna, there could be people who think they are ma'amin. Everyone is a ma'amin. But there are levels. There are levels. Ad la'shamayim. When the Torah says, Lehamin b'ashem. Of course, just the thought. One is mekayim these six mitzvahs to medias. With just the thought. Just reading the words, lahamin, understanding the words, you mekayim the mitzvah. But that is the lowest level of kiyum the mitzvah. A yid is mechuyev to do the mitzvah, just like he knows when he keeps Shabbos. You don't just think chalila, just think about Shabbos. Shabbos, b'chol proteo v'diktikeo. A yid's avoida is to realize. So we'll discuss certain aspects of the mitzvah of emunah b'Hashem. It's a mitzvah which is bandied around. Everyone knows this mitzvah. But if one doesn't delve in it, if one doesn't ponder about it, one has a very shvacha hasoge in it. The Rambam actually says it in Legabe Ahava V'yira. He doesn't say it Legabe Emunah, but common sense tells us that it would be the same. Heich hi haderech le'ahavosoi v'yirosoi. And as we've mentioned before, ahavosoi v'yirosoi are not words which only say in Musa's forum and Chassidus's forum, which is bandied around for big mashkichim. This is a chiyuv for every yid, like achilas matzah, tells us in the Rambam. B'sho sheyisboinein ha'odom b'maisov uvriyov hanifloim hagdoilim v'yire mehem chachmosoi she'ein lo erech v'lo yiketz. The Rambam tells us, the Rambam, everyone who's learnt in Yeshiva knows every os of the Rambam, every tag of the Rambam is muduyek. Look how many words the Rambam has told us. Sheyisboinein ha'odom, a person should ponder, should delve in it. B'maisov. What are the maisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam? What are the maisim? What isn't the maisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's what a person ponders and realizes and delves into it. Uv mitzvoisov, uv ruov. And in the creations of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he sees the chachma, and he comes to ahava and yir. Because he gets in awe, everyone gets in awe of outstanding craftsmanship. He gets in awe of it. That is the way. And no doubt the same thing is with the mitzvah of emunah. It will not be unless one ponders, one stands and thinks. There was a Rav in Yerushalayim who used to go regularly to a children's playground, a cheder, and watched the boys playing, a few hundred boys, Kanayin Ahara. And he explained himself. I should really, when the Rambam says, looking at Bruov, I should go to Trafalgar Square, I should go to a place, see lots of goyim, I'll see much more. Oh, but Matom Shom Kukunka goyim. I mean, there's no issue looking at goyim, but if you look at goyim, you will certainly see things that you shouldn't be seeing. So the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that. So I look at Cheder Yinglich. Of course, the first machshove is beautiful Cheder Yinglich. But there's so much more to ponder here. There's so much more to ponder. And if you go regularly, once a month, I don't know how often, when I see Cheder Yinglich, hundreds of them, I don't just see hundreds of Yiddish boys, that's number one. I see every single boy here has a name, has a father and mother, has different middos, has different tchunas, he has a different teva, he is more of an angry boy, he is a clever boy, he comes from such a way, his father is like this, is a working man, his father is a big tam tchochem, his father is a tzaddik, he's a asken, his mother. What do I see in all this? I see the Ribbono Shel Olam, I ponder it, and you see the differences, and I observe each child. Everyone here has a tachlis in life. Every single child. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it said in Sifrei Kabbalah, a person has a tikkun. He has a neshama. What is a tikkun? Tikkun means it needs to be repaired. Why does it need to be repaired? It has a flaw. There's something wrong with everyone. Since the Chet or the Marishan, everybody's neshama has a flaw. Many flaws. But one thing. Nobody has the same flaws as someone else. Not one person, neshama, has ever had the same flaw as someone else. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants each neshama to have a tikkun, to be whole, that the flaws should go away. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has taken each neshama and given him certain middos, as it says in the Gemara, chacham, oitipish, giboyr, oichalosh, Oshir, Oyoni, it's all given by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's given him such parents. And he's put him in this society. And put him in this kehillah. All for one reason. It wasn't thrown at random. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't take a pack of neshamas and throw it. Okay, you fall here. You become a belzer. You become a sfadi. Well, it didn't go like that. Each person, the Ribbono Shel Olam has sent him on his journey throughout life. His 120 years he's on the world. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has mapped out every stage of life and every occasion that he will have and all his obstacles. And they were all tailor-made, geared for this boy, for this neshama, that he should overcome all his nisyonos and come to his tachlis and his and his tikkun. And that's what I observe. And I observe the godless habayra, that in every cheder, or every community, every gathering, you see the differences and the belief. This is the hisboinenus in emuna. So, first aspect of emuna is, the first aspect, as we mentioned, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. A person can be waiting at a traffic light. The light is red. And he's got 15 seconds. If he's just misboinen and he thinks, the car is made by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the sun, the moon, the people around me, the amount of time that it takes for the traffic light to turn from red to green. He is, as the Chofetz Chaim said, the Chofetz Chaim worked out that one can say 200 words in a minute, because the Chofetz Chaim wanted to know how much Torah one can possibly accomplish. The same thing, and certainly showing him even more than Torah, thinking machshoves and recognizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing something. One can chaperein in 15 seconds, 15 achilas matzah, 15 times shaking a lulav. This is what the Yetzirah takes away from us, the recognition of our machshoves. This is all part of the Olam HaShekeh. In the Olam HaShekeh, the strongest person is the physical person. The physical person, the gibor. He can pick up things, he can beat up people, he's strong. Next in line is the person, the orator, who can talk, give a drosha. He's lower than the gibor. Somebody who thinks, who cares about him? He can sit and think all day. He can't do anything to me. All he's doing is thinking. That is the Olam HaShekeh. We live in the Olam HaShekeh, and every aspect of it is the Olam HaShekeh. In the Olam HaEmes, it's totally the opposite. The Maisim on the lowest scale. Diburim, higher level. The highest, the loftiest Kedusha is on our Machshoves. That's why the Yetzer Hara is so adamant to stop us from having holy machshavas. Holy machshavas, havada, not thinking about what one may not think. But how many mitzvahs can one be mekayim with machshava? One can be don lekaf schus on Yidden. One can daven for Yidden be machshava. One can think about how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. One can think about that the Mashiach should come. The amount what one can do with machshava without articulating it is just phenomenal. And the kedusha of it, it's the most holiest avodah that we can do, is with our machshava. So the first aspect is the mitzvah that we do. That we do a mitzvah with every machshava, and we should feel good about it. We're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa with thinking about Hashem. The second aspect, as we said, that it's not enough just to know there is Hashem. We have to delve into it. Use all our emotional, mental facilities to understand deeper and more the Ribbono Shel Olam. A third aspect of Emunah b'Hashem. Emunah, as we said, is a mitzvah. Nishtama mitzvah. A mitzvah from Taryag mitzvahs. It's even more than that. All other mitzvahs, shaking lulav, do we have anything stopping us, fighting with us from shaking a lulav? Maybe some people are lazy, some aren't. Eating matzah, putting on tefillin, we don't have someone fighting with us on a continuous basis not to put on tefillin. The mitzvah of emunah, the Ribbono Shel Olam made olam hasheker. The world, the five senses of a person, the world around us, are fighting emunah the whole time. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. It's a continuous fight. Emunah is, she also, to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, she also ve'oise ve'yase kol ha'maisim. Again, He made everything. That means from Briyas Olam, everything was done by the Ribbono Shel Olam. One chelik of a minute. She'oise, He is doing it now. Everything that is going on the globe, in the universe, the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. V'yaseh l'chol ha'maasim, He will be doing everything. Now, when one thinks about it, all our senses tell us everything else. What's going on in the world? A person gives a think. Even a elchid, without thinking how a person is supposed to think properly, emunah. There are lots of askonim in the world. There are lots of managers and foremen and superintendents and elected officials, unelected officials. They're doing things. If I happen to agree with something, then I'll give him praise. He did a good job. If something goes not according to my liking, one says he's to blame. It was his fault. The whole atmosphere of the Bria is, and our senses tell us, everything that is done, somebody has done it. Somebody built this stender. Somebody put this microphone. Somebody did this and somebody didn't do that. That's what our senses tell us. But the mitzvah of emunah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a mitzvah, a chiyuv d'oraisa, for every yid, continuously, is to tell oneself, it looks to me that this is here because of him, and this is here because of him, and this is not here because of that. But I am mechuyev to believe with emunah shleima, and the heart it is lizrefum tzara agra, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me, to believe in every aspect. Nobody did anything. He was just the tool the Ribbono Shel Olam put into his head that he should come. We all know it's Dvorim Pshutim. It bites Dvorim Pshutim, like the Maseilas Yesharim writes. We know, but it has to be said. Nobody can do anything. Even harder and even stronger is when we actually see it happening. There was a story, it happens to everyone, these stories. A Meshulach phoned up a gevir and said, "Can I meet you?" And the gevir said, "I don't have time today." And he pestered him. So the gevir said, "You know what? I'm going to make time for you. I don't have the time this time. I'll make time. But please come promptly tomorrow, 3:45. Come and see me in my office. I'll clear all my obligations. I don't have the time, but I know you need the money. I will see you tomorrow at 3:45. Comes tomorrow, 3:45. The gevir sent away has cancelled the meeting, and he didn't manage to sleep that afternoon. He promised, things didn't go how he wanted, but he had promised, this is the true story, he had promised this Mesholech that he will see him. He sits in his office. He doesn't turn up. He doesn't answer his phone. We all know. The Nisoyan to get angry, he let me down. He messed me up. He wasted my time. That's Teva Adam. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's what he looked like. I mean, he promised. What kind of a person he is? But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants something else from us. It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. But we can do it. And we have to do it. And when one does it, the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting. We are now in the parshias of Nisyonis, like the Ribbono Shel Olam said last week to Avraham Avinu. Bevakoshe mimcha, please, I beg you, don't fail this Nisyon. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a Nisyon Lakeda. That's what it says in Rashi. And the Ribbono Shel Olam begged him. He didn't give him a test. Oh, you failed. I see you didn't manage this. No, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives tests, he's standing there. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing, all the Malachim and Srofim and Ofanim and Chayas HaKodesh are all standing. Don't fail this test when such a story happens. And a Mesholech, like I said, did something just unforgivable. We just can't understand how a person can behave like that. One has to be done Kaf Schus. And even, the truth is, even if that person is part of the community of Ummenschen, there are such people, or there were such people, who are not mentioned. But the gevir, or the one who it happened to, his mitzvah, his chiyuv, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for from him is to say, nobody can mess up my day. This Mesholech can try for 100 years to mess up my day. If I didn't get a psak from the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah that my day should be messed up, the whole world together cannot mess up my day. Of course it looks like the Ribbono Shel Olam was malbish himself, that this Yid, he deliberately or negligently messed up my day. But that's all part of the Nisoyan. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when one overcomes the Nisoyan, what the hard it is, from Tzara Agra, one is Mekayim, a mitzvah of, by rights, one should make a Suda that day. Just like one makes a Suda, when one makes a Bris, Hachnos a Sefer Torah, it's just one mitzvah. But we don't have time to make Sudas every day, because this happens every day to us, and that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam does it to us. But what we should be Mechazik ourselves, these are the 6 mitzvahs to Midias. They're all involved. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to think about him. There is a mitzvah, according to Kamar Rishonim, of Dveikus. When we think about Dveikus, we think about Gewaldige Tzadikim who are secluded, of other there, many dagas of Dveikus. But there is a dag of Dveikus for every year that we can all adapt to, we can relate, we can all relate to. That is, Dovuk means, that's the translation, literal and figural translated. Stuck. I am stuck to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This means whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks, I think. What is Ribbono Shel Olam thinking now when this Yid did something? Ribbono Shel Olam said, he only managed to do it because I wanted him to do it to you, because I wanted your kaporas avoinus. I am going to be dovuk l'Hashem. V'atem ha-dveikim, a dveikus that everyone can relate to. If the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks like that, I will think like that. Ribbono Shel Olam should help as... We didn't go into, but we mentioned there's a mitzvah of Le'yachadoi. Rambam has various halachas about Yichud. What is the oneness of Hashem? We should finish off with a tefillah. Mashiach should come. B'mheira, we're all davening. B'yoyma hi yi Hashem echad, Yishmo echad. B'mheira yomen. Amen. Amen. Amen.